Dreamscape presents Echoes of Our Ancestors by Brenda Vickers. Narrated by Curtis Michael Holland. Chapter 1. Philip thought he was alone. He'd arrived too early for the nightly dinner special, so he waited with a beer at the small bar in the corner of the cafe. A whiff of cotton candy perfume alerted him that someone was approaching. The scent triggered dread in his gut. His thigh muscles tensed, ready to run. Why this visceral reaction to a smell? Before his mind could form an answer, a bar stool bumped the side of his own, and a slender woman in a satiny red shirt looped her purse over her stool's back. He had no idea who she was. She boosted herself onto the seat and pressed her arm against his side. His shoulders stiffened. He held his breath to avoid her too sweet scent and leaned away from her, but she was so close that each movement snagged his glance, and he eventually had to inhale. She flicked long black hair away from her pixie-like face. Her eyebrows were straight charcoal slashes. Pushing her shoulder against his bicep, she said, "Buenos tardes." He nodded once, but kept his gaze on his phone. "Buenos tardes." She must have mistaken him for someone else, and he didn't want to add to her embarrassment when she realized her blunder. With his tan skin and thick black hair, people often assumed he was Latino. She ran one long red fingernail under the edge of his short-sleeved denim shirt and whispered, "Are you happy I'm finally back, Philip?" What the hell? Who is she? Searching her face didn't jog a recognition. She tugged on his sleeve and whispered into his ear, "I thought about you every night I was gone. I remember everything you said. We're soulmates, so much alike, not close to our sisters, rambling from job to job." She squeezed his thigh. "My strong hombre. This will be the night we carry out our plan." Instead of waiting for him to reply, she called to the bartender. "Frank, where are you?" Frank stuck his head in through the open doorway to the back room. "May I please have a mojito?" Her girlish voice didn't fit her late 30s appearance. She smoothed her cream-colored skirt across her knees. "You bet, Carmen," he pointed at Philip's mug. "Refill?" Philip shook his head, and Frank headed to the other end of the bar to fix her drink. Carmen. Her name meant nothing. Philip straightened his back, getting ready to stand. He no longer wanted the dinner special.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?